And let's get on to a, maybe you could say, a higher note. Before we say goodbye to 2015, let's remember some of the year's best music. Bob Boylan, Robin Hilton from NPR Music, take it away.
Bob Boylan, there was more great music in 2015 than we could ever get to here, but let's start with a couple of the albums that we agree on without a doubt.
Absolutely. The one from very early on was Courtney Barnett, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. This is the Australian's debut album, and it's just blistering, and the lyrics are brilliant. Let's just play a little bit of a song called Pedestrian at Best. What I love about Courtney Barnett, she's really funny. Yeah. Her lyrics are great. She's a storyteller and a brilliant guitar player with a fantastic band behind her. That's such a rockin' record. Another one we agree on is a complete polar opposite mood-wise, and that's Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens put a record out in March called Carrie and Lowell, and by far for me, it was the year's most heartbreaking album, and also the most inspiring. Sufjan Stevens' mother abandoned him when he was just a small child, and this record reflects on the years of just devastating heartache. They were reunited many years later, and he was by her side when she died of cancer in 2012. And on this song, it's called 4th of July, Sufjan Stevens has this imagined conversation with his mother. He sings in falsetto, it's her voice, speaking to him from beyond the grave, and she just wants to know that he had a good life.
Did you get enough love, my little dove? Why do you cry? And I'm sorry I left, but it was for the best, though it never felt right.
I say that this record, Carrie and Lowell, is inspiring because Sufjan Stevens could be very bitter about his mother leaving him. But on this record, he ultimately has nothing but love for her and really love for everybody.
Those two albums were both on our list. One album that I had on my list that I'm not sure you found this year was this record called The Chopin Project. It's a project by Icelandic composer Ólafur Arnalds. Though he loves the music of Chopin, he's really gotten tired of the perfect way in which Chopin's music has been recorded. He tried to do something different. He went on a hunt for old pianos, out-of-tune bar pianos. You hear the creaks of benches in the recordings. This is a piece of music called Reminiscence. It was written by Ólafur Arnalds, but it's inspired by a Chopin nocturne. Just changes the mood of the room, just makes life actually a lot more beautiful.
Well, this year's dark horse on my list is Bill Ryder Jones. He's a British composer, and this year he's released West Kirby County Primary, and it's a very funny name for a record. But on this one, he digs down deep into what he admits is often his own very troubled mind. In his mid-20s, he was diagnosed with a dissociative disorder that really left him questioning his own reality.
But safety is the thought that something somewhere must be happening.
This song is called Satellites. He sings there that safety is the thought that something somewhere must be happening. Those are the words that Bill Ryder Jones's girlfriend used to say to him to calm him down. He was repeatedly haunted by the feeling that his own life wasn't real. But she said the very fact he was experiencing these feelings meant that everything was real. It's sort of a take on Descartes' I think, therefore I am.
Powerful words in a year of powerful words. Sometimes I sit and think, and sometimes I just sit.
Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton, the hosts of All Songs Considered, talking about 2015's best music.